wanted to talk about hyperscope and the techniques and.
Yep. But before the very, very first version of this, augment techniques, I can't do a lot of them, obviously.
No, wait.
No, I know you don't. No.
Okay. It's just. So, anyway.
Okay, your question was, how does the Hyperblog and the Hyperpop work? Or interrelate, at least. The answer to that is, the Hyperblog is basically a database system where every post and every comment is an entry in the database.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, wrapped with some cool features.
And
the Hyperblog,
can you, in your blog, can you make URLs or links pointing to?
You can have blogs, you can have URLs pointing out, and you can have URLs pointing in.
Okay. And again, are these things high resolution or nominal?
Pointing out, it depends. Pointing in, yes.
Okay.
What it depends on is the hyper pop. The hyper pop up takes data, parses it, and displays it. It can take two kinds of data. One is the blog raw data, and put the menu on top of that. The other is other web pages. So that means that when the hyperpop is working properly, almost any web page that is a normal HTML page without too much stuff on it, you will be able to hide the high resolution addressability. You'll be able to have the glossary pop up, be able to manipulate it to remove and add paragraphs, all that stuff. Now, I've kept these two systems separate for many reasons. And it's really, really interesting to see how we bring them together. The only real changes that I'm making to support using this for a DKR type environment is the addition of one more type of data resources. So you can have blog posts and comments and resources. And as long as these things are properly meta-tagged,
you can blog what?
A blog post, a comment on a blog post, which is also a blog, and a resource. They're all internally stored exactly the same way.
You say a resource.
A resource is what you do when a user goes to a web page within our system, enters in a URL, that URL is the resource. They store it wherever they want.
Okay.
This is the pointing to external intelligence
mm-hmm.
part. They write a short freehand comment. They can categorize it by choosing from a menu, and they can add keywords if they want. That is then in the system, stored in the same way as the other types, but it is tagged as being a resource. So when you get to the viewing stage, the end viewer should then have the flexibility of seeing all the resources if they want, or just all the resources entered by you, or just all the comments entered on resources by Ted, anything they want. So that, so just to recap, the only thing we're adding for you is the new data piece called resource. We're adding some link types, and that's it.
Resources, you actually import them?
No, just the link to them.
That's okay, dynamically, no?
Now, we could easily, where it works, when someone internally wants to view that link, you should be able to view it through the hyperpop, which means that we do the hyperscope kind of thing of adding high resolution addressability, glossary pop-ups, and all that stuff. I don't know how well that will work.
I sort of thought that up to that point you already had it. You were describing things to me. So.
Yes, we do. But let's say I read an article on CNN that has some bearing on maybe the human system of this. I enter that as a resource.
So you do that by how? Just a URL to it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When someone then chooses to view that resource, they click on that link,
mm-hmm. They
will at least be able to look at it in its raw, normal form, just as a normal link going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, the hyperpop will be robust enough that we can wrap it around the page and have that page shown with high resolution addressability and all these other cool things. I just don't know how technically complicated that's going to be.
Yeah. It turns out that whatever the algorithm is that you do to give the addressability, it's got to be persistent.
It'll have to be persistent for that document at that time, which is why something you said before is very important. Keeping a date, so that when you upgrade the algorithms, you can still be able to point to the old, rougher ones by knowing when it was. Mm. So is that good so far? Cool.